Morena, Mel Parsons, how's it going?
It's really good, thanks. Great to see you, Johnny.
Yeah, nice to see you again. Now, no stranger to doing laps of Aotearoa, touring, like, I reckon probably one of the few musicians who just puts together enormous tours, like, on the regs.
Yeah.
But it, kind of with a point of difference, you're playing smaller, more community, like, venues on the far reaches of town. Like, you just played in Howick last night. I mean, yeah. To me, that's far away. Sorry, anyone that lives in Howick.
But to be honest, it felt far away driving out there last night from Greylin. I was like, where am I going?
How long did it take? An hour and a half or something?
It was about an hour. It wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, so what are you out supporting? Have you got a new album?
Well, no, I mean, this is, so Sabotage that came out in June, this is kind of the, because we did a main centres run, you know, bigger venues right on the record release, and then this is sort of just the rest of it, really. So it's the same, you know, it's the same tour, but it's me solo, and just heading out to, like you say, just to all those communities and as far as I can go, basically.
Tell us about the venue you played last night and how.
It's called the Uxbridge Arts and Culture Centre, and it's which sounds fancy. I mean, it is quite fancy, but it's actually an old it's an old church that has been done up, and it's beautiful, like 100 cap, beautiful, amazing sound. Just the whole thing is, it surprises me that there's not more people playing there.
Yeah. I have, now that you mentioned them, actually have heard it a little bit, but I've never been, so.
It's definitely worth a trip. I think Paul Ebanda-Jones is playing out there coming up soon.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's a great sort of listening venue. I think they can, it's quite a flexible space. Like they had a... I think a couple of nights before me, they had a live wrestling in there. Yeah, which is so random. But and actually going into the, because, you know, it looks like a beautiful black box theatre. So it was like, where was the wrestling? But it was actually, apparently it was great. Yeah, they had a great crowd. But it's cool. I love that that communities, I don't know, that they bother to make really cool spaces and, I don't know, just have them available.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's just, it really comes down to a small group. Well, it feels like sometimes it does.
I think so. There's usually
a person,
100%, and then they drag everyone else along.
We need some volunteers and we need some staff. Come on, get involved in my project.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But so the Uxbridge out there, they've got like a, it's beautiful. They've got an art gallery in the space as well, and like community dance and stuff. It's just, really cool.
Yes. Now, and you are out playing these shows solo on acoustic and electric guitar.
Correct.
How, last time you did your run, was that with full band?
Yes, it was, yeah.
How do the songs change between a band and you performing them solo?
I guess, I mean, when you've got the full band with you, you know, that's all the trimmings, and it sort of sounds a lot like the record, you know, because you've got full production, and so it's it's so much fun playing them like that, because you're like, wow, you know, they kind of come alive.
Yes.
But I feel like I equally love playing them solo as well, because it's sort of, it's very intimate, and it also, it's like you're basically performing them the way that they were written, so people sort of get to hear them very stripped down, and it's same but different, I guess, different vibe. And I think with the solo shows, like, they end up being really fun. You get to chat and just, there's a lot of banter and
shit
talk.
Do you find that the stories change night to night, or have you kind of got a little rhythm with the set that you've developed at the moment?
No, they definitely change, because it's sort of, it really is a conversation with the audience, you know.
Yes.
So you got to vibe it. You got to make sure you're hitting the right sort of mark. So they change. There's general themes around different things. And I think when I'm playing with the band, that's the banter's reined in a lot, because, you know, you feel, I don't know, you've got four or five people on stage with you.
All right,
come on. And I can just feel my cousin and, you know, behind me just going, come on. I think, every show is definitely different, but you know, you have a set and you've got, I guess there's certain stories that you know, that's the story.
Now, you've got a couple more shows in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah.
One over in Devonport this evening.
Devonport tonight, yeah. That's at the Vic Theatre.
Oh, what a beautiful space for it.
I love that. I've played a few shows there. That's awesome.
Are you catching the ferry there and back?
Oh, I should be. Yeah. I should be. I'm going to walk over the bridge. No. Yeah. No, I've got a guitar amp and guitars stuff. So no, we'll be driving over.
But okay.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night.
Yeah. So Saturday night I will be catching a boat to Waiheke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we play Artworks. Royal We. Play Artworks Theatre on Saturday night, and then Sunday, heading up to Whangarei for actually playing an early show up there. So. Doing a wee commute.
Whereabouts?
It's at 116.
I haven't been there.
It's been like tickets have gone really well, and which is awesome. It's mm-hmm. That's the funny thing. When you go, not saying that Whangarei is off the beaten track, but when you go to places that are, I guess, outside the main centres, you never know.
Yes.
So it's always really heartening when the shows go well and people come out. You're like, that's right, good. I'm glad. We'll keep doing it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, Mel, we've got one of your songs queued up, 5432. Is this a new track?
This is from the Sabotage record.
Sabotage record.
Okay. But it was the most recent single, or like the final single that came out from it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Sabotage has been on place. It was actually the computer played it just before I got in this morning. I was nice. This is wonderful.
Perfect. Okay. Synchronicity.
So tell us about 5432.
Well, whenever I, the kids at home, whenever it comes on, or if I play it, the kids are always like, you missed the one. So I get schooled all the time. I don't know, this song, this is one of those funny songs that sometimes they just kind of, I don't know, they just fall out and I don't know. It's, I always find them hard to describe what they're about necessarily, because they're sort of, leave the mystery I know that sounds a bit pretentious, but more just I sort of like to leave
it open to interpretation.
Exactly. Well honestly though, because I feel like if I like put all my own meaning onto it, then it kind of changes it for people. Like when you're listening to something and you want to, I don't know, if you hear exactly what it's about, you're like, damn it, that wasn't what I was hearing, So I kind of try and, I'm trying to be a bit pretentious and mysterious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tonight at the Vic Devonport, tomorrow at Artworks on Waiheke Island, and then up to Whangarei.
Yes.
All right. Where can people get tickets?
At plusone.co.nz.
Awesome. Hey, Mel Parsons, thank you very much.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Enjoy the show tonight.
You again. 5. Sliding into the room.